This is Ozarks at Large. The deadline to submit information to the City of Fayetteville's Landlords Representative Registry is April 30th, Friday. Property owners who fail to register by Friday will be subject to fines. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The Fayetteville City Council unanimously approved an ordinance establishing the registry in August 2020, and the registration period opened in December. Jonathan Kurth, Development Services Director for the City of Fayetteville, says landlords with more than two long-term rental properties are required to provide the name and contact information of a designated representative to serve as a point of contact for renters and their neighbors.
And that was intended to mirror the tenets of our business license ordinance, which is set up almost the exact same way, where if you didn't have to get a business license if you had two or fewer properties that you're renting, with the idea being that you, at that point, you're not exactly a business, you're kind of doing it as a side hustle.
Kurth says the registry is intended to be a publicly accessible means of contacting a rental property owner or their representative in an effort to facilitate a prompt response to inquiries from tenants. According to the city, designated representatives should have the power to respond to questions and issues of tenants and must live or work in Washington, Benton, Crawford, or Madison County. The representative's full name, telephone number, email address, and mailing address must be submitted to the online registry. Those who do not comply are subject to fines, and Kurth says the violation process is complaints-based.
If a complaint is made, staff reviews the registry for the property. If it's not on there, we'll send a letter to the property owner, and then there'll be some back and forth to validate whether it's actually being used as a rental property. Because as you likely know, a lot of these come on and off the market periodically. If they are not on the registry and they need to be on it, we send them a violation letter, which gives them about 7 days to get registered or have their representative register themselves. If they still don't take action, they can potentially go to our city's prosecuting attorney. And from there, worst case scenario, it could potentially be levied fines of up to $250 a day.
Around 1,700 individual entries have been submitted to the registry so far. Of the approximately 200 landlords represented in the database, about 70 are individuals and 150 are LLCs. That number has the potential to grow with the addition of short-term rental property owners. At its April 20th meeting, the Fayetteville City Council approved an ordinance to regulate short-term rentals within the city. To include short-term rental property owners in the landlord registry, Kurth says City Council needs to amend the registry ordinance so these property owners are not subject to the April 30th deadline.
What the City Council adopted didn't actually amend the landlord representative registry. They asked staff to bring that forward as a separate amendment because it's a completely different piece of the city's ordinances. So we'll be bringing that forward, and it will have its own 31-day enactment period associated with it. So I imagine that'll probably take about 45 days or so before short-term rentals could be expected. But they can register at any time if they want to be proactive.
In the meantime, information gathered from landlords over the last 5 months will become available to the public at the end of April.
There'll be a landing page on the city's website. I think we'll strive to highlight that, particularly on the main landing page for the first few weeks or months of it. Ultimately, it'll reside with the city's planning division, which is in the Development Services Department. So if you can navigate your way through our webpage, through Development Services to Planning, you'll find that information there.
Property owners who still need to register before the April 30th deadline can do so at fayetteville-ar.gov/landlord. There is no fee to register or to access and search the registry. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.